I'm Francine, bringing you more reviews, recaps, and rants on all your favorite K-dramas. This is Drama Buds, an anime podcast. So hello everyone, welcome to today's episode of Drama Buds. I think today's gonna be quick because I just want to get my scattered thoughts out of the way about, you know, speeding up dramas and fast forwarding and all those techniques we do to get through something faster. And this is not going to be a shaming episode. I'm not here to shame you for what you do with your dramas, because I know the tone online. When I would see the tweets about people talking about this, they're like, you guys are psychopaths. You're crazy. At this point, are we even watching the same drama? If you're watching the Chipmunks remix of it, and the other side of that debate, that argument, is saying, well, you know, you get used to it. At some point, when it's a normal speed, it's too slow already. Like 1.25 is the baseline. And does it matter, you know, how it sounds or looks? I mean, 70% of the time, we're just reading the subtitles anyway. So if I can read fast enough, then it's perfectly fine. Which is, you know what? That's fair. That's valid. But I brought this topic up kind of in relation to my episode last week about not dropping dramas. Because when I refuse to drop something, when I already am not enjoying it, but I just refuse to drop it, that's when I start fast-forwarding or speeding up. You know, I would skip whole scenes and I would watch the entire thing in 1.5 speed. It gets really bad if I'm watching it in 2x speed, but mostly like 1.5 is the max. So yeah, that's why I'm saying this is not a shaming episode. Do what you want. But I kind of, yeah, want to talk about the cases in which I use those tools, because I think of them as tools. I think it happens now that we have full control over how we watch our dramas. We're not watching it on TV, you know, at normal speed with commercial breaks and ads in the corner. We have the choice to do that. But I also want to question that choice in terms of me and how I see myself as a viewer and reviewer of K-dramas, as someone who wants to enjoy what I'm watching nowadays, but also as someone who kind of has to have something to say. So I kind of want to get into the situations where I decide that, yep, it's time to start watching this in 1.5x speed, or it's time to start skipping every time I see this character. Just so you know that I am totally neutral about the issue, but I'm just trying to curb that habit for myself. So famously, I'm a theme girly, that when it comes to watching a drama, I focus more on what it's saying overall, what the point of this character's journey is, and yeah, the message of the show. And I feel like by skipping scenes, skipping entire scenes and entire dialogues, like, are you really getting the full picture of what it's trying to say? Even if I personally don't care for the characters or whatever, it's like, if it's saying something, if it's part of the theme of the show, then I stick through it, even if I don't like it. But the thing is, even if something is very meaningful, if I'm not vibing with it, I'm not vibing with it. But I still want to get what it's trying to say. I think the best example of this would be Because This Is My First Life, where I know a lot of people say it's very meaningful. And so I was sticking it out for the meaning and for the theme and for the dialogue and the discussion. Or Run On, like, I'm sure that's meaningful, but that's, yeah, I was just not vibing with it. And so I watched that entire thing 1.5x speed. Because This Is My First Life, honestly, I enjoyed it more when I was speeding it up. So yeah, I think I use speeding up when I know or I think it's important. Everything that they're saying is probably important and I should probably know what they're saying, but I'm just not vibing with the show overall, or I don't actually care enough about the style or the characters or the acting. Sometimes the acting bothers me. I cannot be bothered to spend an hour with these characters. I might as well just, you know, speed it up to 45 minutes. Or with shows that, you know, have a packed plot, it's very plot heavy. And, you know, skipping scenes, like, especially if it's a mystery, skipping scenes would literally make you miss parts of the mystery. So you gotta be there. But yeah, I just don't care enough, or I think it's too slow as a thriller, as a mystery, to keep me engaged. And I'd rather just get the information that is necessary and then move on as fast as possible. I cannot give an example of a thriller or mystery type of show that I watched sped up. But yeah, I think I would do that in that situation. Now, when do I use fast-forwarding, like abusing the +5, +10 seconds feature on Netflix? Well, one very valid use for that, I think, is for scenes that are too graphic. For The Glory, the first episode, barely watched it because I was skipping through all the bullying scenes. I couldn't handle it. I'm not particularly squeamish or very triggered by that. I can handle some gore. I can handle violence. But, you know, sometimes it's just too much. Even for moving, for the first episode with Juwon, episode 10, I think. That's my lowest rated episode because I just kept skipping through it. Like, I could not handle that much violence. I get the point. I get what the scene was trying to achieve. It's showing that he can take that much, but he doesn't get hurt. I get it. And, you know, it's a flex on the director's part and the production part. I get it. I don't have to see it. I got the message. I can skip through this. Or even in Dr. Romantic 3, the one where Sojin's hand got impaled with, like, metal spikes or something. I'm proud of An Yo-sup for his acting showcase. Good for him. But I couldn't watch it. So I could not see his acting showcase. I get very squeamish with those. Like things with like nerves or, oh my god, childbirth scenes. Ah! I can't handle it. I skip through it most of the time. For me, that's totally valid use of fast forwarding. Do that as much as you need to because personally, I could handle some of that. But yeah, sometimes I cannot. And in other cases, people fast forward through entire storylines, like entire stories of people. And, well, I have done that for, let's say, side couples that I really don't care about. Like, well, Love Struck in the City. I don't even think it's fair to say that I watched that thing because I really skipped everything other than the main couple scenes. So yeah, I don't know anything about the two side couples and how they ended up the way that they ended up, but I skipped that. Or a drama with a similar format, again, because this is my first life. I skipped a lot of the long-term couple scenes. Yeah, skipped a lot of their scenes as well. While I also watched that drama in 1.5 times speed. So yeah, clearly I did not really watch that drama for what it was. That's on me, but wasn't vibing with it. What could I do? Usually, that's when I use just pure fast-forwarding, when I really don't care about the characters and I also think, even if you're adding something to the theme of the story, I don't even care anymore. I just can't waste my time on it. I'm really only invested in the main plot, or I'm barely even invested in the main plot. Why would I waste any more time with the side plots? That's pretty rare though. I can't give any other examples of when I use this, but when I do, it's really because I cannot be bothered anymore. It's that bad for me personally. So from here on out, these are just my musings, like very specific musings based on my perspectives and my position in life and what I'm doing on this podcast, like just so you know. So I kept reflecting on this based on like me as a creator, I guess, as someone who makes things and puts it out there for people to view and consume in their own way. And also me as specifically a reviewer, someone who, yeah, takes what other people made and views it with my lens and picks out what's important to me, what I enjoyed, what I didn't enjoy, and puts all of those together to present to others for them to have an opinion on my opinion. And also, I'm looking at this as a viewer myself. At the core of it, I am someone who consumes this stuff with my own priorities and tastes and preferences. And in a way, broadly, I am the audience for this stuff because I am interested in Korean dramas. And I'm also possibly not the target audience for this because I'm not Korean, because I don't speak the language, because I have a different culture and I have different preferences and different likes and dislikes and genres and tropes. And maybe my specific cultural background will make me not receptive to this kind of storyline or this relationship or this character or, you know, these behaviors and attitudes towards things. And now that I'm getting into that rambly part, I am once again, you know, blurring the lines between me as a viewer and me as a reviewer, you know, and then that's the problem. Like for the longest time, I think I've really neglected myself as a viewer, as someone who's here to watch K-dramas to relax and to enjoy and to appreciate something that I've never really been exposed to before. And you can really notice that in 2021, like when I watched 50 dramas in a year, but I wasn't having a good time. And it was obvious because this was the year when I watched the most dramas in 1.5 times speed, where I was fast forwarding through so many things. I mean, to be completely candid, 2021 was the year that, you know, this podcast kind of started to take off. And I felt like I was playing catch up. having barely watched anything at that point, and now people were starting to tune in, and I'm like, oh no, I've barely watched anything. Why am I out here being listened to by people? So that was me playing catch up and just wanting to watch as many as I can to say that, oh, because I've watched this many, you know, I'm as valid as all the others who have watched like hundreds of K-dramas over 2 decades and have so much life experience to validate what they're saying. And my perspective was, who am I? And until now, honestly, who am I? I've watched more, sure, and I've said a lot of things, but who am I? But, you know, that's not a discussion to have here. My point is, in reflecting on why we speed up and fast forward, and if that's a good, bad, or neutral thing, I'm kind of wrestling with these different identities and viewpoints. On one hand, as a creator myself and a reviewer who wants to give things the best shot, to be able to give the most accurate review or something that is most representative of me and my feelings and not just, didn't like it, wasn't for me, it was bad. I'm thinking, am I disrespecting the director and the editing team and all the choices that they made to make the drama look and sound and feel like this by speeding it up? Am I, in a way, disregarding all the hard work that the writers did to come up with this story and these storylines that all build to making this whole show by skipping entire storylines and not caring at all about them? Am I disrespecting the hard work of the crew and the actors and all the choices that they made to portray their characters and to tell this story by, you know, watching the Chipmunks remix of their performance? Disrespect is a strong word. I think there may be a less intense word, but that's all I could come up with. I'm kind of reflecting on that. But then, on the other hand, there's the idea that when you create something and you put it out into the world, you can't control how people perceive it or consume it even. And that's why, you know, as a, let's say, a writer, you can't come into book review spaces and attack reviewers for not understanding your book the way you wanted them to understand it. And although that's not directly translatable to me as an English reviewer and Korean makers, obviously very, very different. My point is that as a creator, you can't control how people consume your media. And so if they want to fast forward through it, if they want to watch it in 1.5 times speed and they don't get to see all the details that you put in, can't really do anything about that. And so I, like wrestling with my identity as a viewer, don't really need to feel bad about that because it's not my problem what they feel about what I'm, you know, what I'm doing with their work. But then that kind of makes me reflect on now the K-drama in itself. Do we just see it as a product to be consumed by us consumers? I'm always by your side, my love, and this love's entirely for you, with you, from you. I'm always, you know, nowadays I'm trying to heal my inner K-drama watching child from 2021. By, you know, telling her, just try things with an open mind, like you're a new K-drama fan, you know? You've been so closed off for so long, like just be open-minded. And if you don't like something, it's okay. You're not catching up to anyone. You don't have to force yourself to continue it. Okay, you don't have to have an opinion on everything. It's fine, just drop it if you don't like it. That's how I'm treating myself nowadays with this watch challenge, which I talked about in my last episode last week. Just, you know, if you want to recommend anything, that's always open. Anyway, I keep telling myself that. And nowadays, my mindset is, if you're not enjoying it in normal speed, the way it was made, then it's better to drop it than to watch it on 1.5 times speed or to fast forward the parts you don't like just to get through it because, you know, you're getting through it. You're not really enjoying it anymore. And if my goal in my identity as a viewer is to watch things and relax and enjoy, then that's not really contributing to that, is it? Maybe as a reviewer, it would be good to wet my palate, but you know, nowadays I am really trying to heal my inner child and my relationship with myself as just a viewer, as someone who does this because she wants to watch things and wants to enjoy what she's watching. And you know what? Let's focus on the phrase, getting through it. Mentally, when I start using that phrase, I know, oh, you're not really enjoying this anymore, girl. And no matter what you do, even if you watch it faster, even if you skip the parts you don't care about, like, you know, deep down, you're not gonna have a positive opinion on this experience, no matter what. And what am I really gaining by doing these things to get through a drama? Well, first of all, I will lose hours of my life. I will feel like I lost hours of my life getting through something. Being completely self-aware, I know I can't convince myself that I enjoyed that at the end of it. Which leads me to number two. Even if I watched it just to say something about it, just to have an opinion on it, because, you know, not every opinion has to be positive, right? Once again, seeing myself as a reviewer sharing my opinions on K-dramas online, even if, yeah, that's true, do I really feel confident in my opinion knowing that I skipped an entire storyline, that I didn't give it actually the best shot? And I know, deep in my heart, that I'm always going to be very defensive about my negative opinion on something that, you know, I barely watched because I skipped whole storylines or because, you know, I watched the Chipmunks remix of it. I'm always gonna feel guilty or feel bad that I don't really feel like we watched the same thing. I have an opinion on something, but we didn't really watch the same thing. So even in like looking at it as, you know, I'm getting through this to satisfy my goal as a reviewer, I don't even feel confident as a reviewer knowing that I barely watched that. So really, the only thing that I will gain from forcing myself or getting through that drama is adding another one to my total of dramas that I've watched. That's it. All I'm gonna do is like cross it out of the list or add it to my tracker. That's it. That's all I'm gonna get from it. But why does that matter? Like, why does that matter to me how many I've watched? And that's why I told you I am healing my relationship with myself as a K-drama watcher. I don't have to catch up. I don't have to watch more than everyone else. I don't have to have an opinion on everything. Honestly, I wish I dropped a lot of dramas instead of finishing them or forcing myself to finish them. Because I feel like if I dropped it and I had a negative opinion, I'll be able to change that. I'll be able to, you know, try again at a time in my life when it's better for me. And I could change that opinion and appreciate it better. But because I finished it and I had a negative opinion, I know myself and I know how stubborn I am. And I think, nope, I watched that. I didn't like it. And you can't change my mind. I'll be the first to admit that I'm like that. So sometimes I wish I just didn't finish it. I wish I didn't have an opinion on it. Because you know what? I gained nothing from that. I only gained a number in my tally. That's all I got from getting through that experience. So in the process of me healing my inner K-drama watcher child, I will not force myself to finish things for the sake of finishing them. I will try not to use, you know, 1.5 times speed and fast forwarding to get through something just for the sake of finishing it, just for the sake of having something to say about it. And I will normalize not having an opinion, which is pretty weird for someone who has a podcast, you know, essentially sharing her K-drama opinions, but you know what? I have faith that the universe will lead me to things that I will want to talk about instead of things that I'm forcing myself to talk about, forcing myself to watch. The universe will provide content. I believe that. Amen. So that's it for me today. As I told you, this was just going to be my inner monologue. I'm just recording my inner monologue at all times. I think like this. This is how I dissect my thoughts and my decisions. And once again, this is not to shame, to judge, to police anyone into not, you know, fast forwarding or speeding up. Like, you do you. But for me, I know it's genuinely not beneficial to me in any way as a viewer, as a reviewer, as a creator. So like, why am I doing it? And it might sound ironic that I keep talking about just dropping things when I'm the one who's starting a watch challenge, which once again, I talked about that in last week's episode. But you know, the point of the watch challenge is to treat myself like a new K-drama viewer and be open-minded and try everything. Except, you know, I don't have to make the commitment to finishing everything. All I'm committing is, you know, 4 episodes to give things a fair shot because I've decided that that's a reasonable amount of time to give anything. And then I trust my intuition and I decide whether I'll continue it or I'll drop it. But instead of forcing myself to get through it like other watch challenges would entail, I'm not forcing myself to get through anything. I'm not developing any firm negative opinions on anything. And one of these days, who knows, I might go back to some of these and try it again and enjoy it. Who knows? But yeah, everything I do nowadays is an exercise in healing my inner child and giving her the space and the time to enjoy things and express her opinions and feelings with no pressure to catch up to others. It's what she deserved. It's what she's always deserved. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the more unscripted episodes. I'm doing a lot of recaps and like serious reviews in the coming episodes, so I'm saving my energy for that, my writing energy for that. And yeah, I just wanted to come on here and talk about my opinions on fast-forwarding and speeding up. In the question on Spotify, tell me if you do this, like if you watch things in faster speed or you fast-forward through things. Once again, no judgment coming from me. I've done it before. And have you been convinced by my musings and my personal reflections to do it less or not do it anymore? I don't know. I did not intend to change people's minds, but those are my reflections. Anyway, that's it for me today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you soon.